We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
I felt like this week flew by. Morgan, just the opposite.
Yeah, was going by really, really slow. I'm so excited for today. I have a massage today.
Whoa.
I know. It was the first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning. I'm ready to get this thing over with.
Someone's ready to treat themselves.
Absolutely. Today. It's Friday. It's what you're supposed to do on a Friday.
Yep. No matter how we got there, we're here. It's Friday. Talking. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Harry Styles, Late Night Talking, our fave Friday song for this morning. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here.
I'm very happy now that I start my day off with some Harry Styles.
Last night was the NBA draft. And
oh, yeah.
At the in the first round, with their 14th pick, the Cleveland Cavaliers picked, and I read this last night, or early this morning when I got up, and I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, no.
What?
So his name is Ochai Agbaji.
Okay.
I believe I said that right.
Okay.
He's from Kansas. I guess he's a shooter. But I read his name and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to read this in trending.
Yeah, you have anxiety about reading people's names. I have it too.
All morning long. And I'm going to screw this guy's name, but I'm pretty sure I'm saying it right. Ochai Agbaji. I think if I say it more and more, I'm going to get used to it. But then I went online.
Yeah, go on YouTube and look it up.
I realized that I'm not the only one who's going to have trouble saying Ochai. I just screwed it up right there.
Ochai. I can't pronounce his last name. I'm so sorry.
It's like O-O and there's a J in it.
Ochai
Agbaji.
Ochai Agbaji.
I don't know. I want to say like a Ouija, but that's not it.
That's Oga Malachi.
Literally, Ochi. I don't know. Ochi.
Ochai Agbaji.
Ochai Agbaji.
Ochi.
O-J-J Abjuj.
I don't even know.
Ochai?
Okai.
Ochai Agbaji.
Welcome to Cleveland,
Ochai.
We're
going to have to come up with a nickname.
Wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I love it when I listen to it in the morning. It gets me amped up.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center. Hurt in a car? Call KNR.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here, too.
Good morning.
You know, Morgan just asked me something a few minutes ago that kind of startled me. She said, are you still doing Wordle? And I'm not.
Wordle fell off so fast because I remember one of the very first things that you and I talked about was doing the Wordle and how we were doing it every single day. And we'd be like, did you get it? Sometimes I did it in the middle of the show. But I looked it up online to see if there's any, like, you know, online tidbits. This is a poll from MSN.com that said 49% of people have never even played it. 31% of people didn't know what it was. Only 12% of people are still playing Wordle right now.
That's interesting. Yeah, I stopped playing somewhere along the road. It wasn't like a conscientious decision to stop playing. One day I just didn't play and then didn't play again the next day. And here we are.
But isn't it funny because it was huge. I feel like everybody was talking about it. Everybody was playing it. I believe the game itself got bought by like the New York Times.
Right.
For an insanely large amount of money.
And some people thought that the game went downhill after the New York Times bought
really?
It. like it went corporate and they didn't like some of the words.
What does that mean? It's just a guessing game. How does it go corporate?
I don't know. People were saying, well, the game isn't pure anymore. Now it's owned
it's
by
tainted.
The New York Times. Yeah. And I think a lot of people just stop playing because I don't know if the links changed or
yeah.
what. I think it's interesting, though. 49% of people have never played it. So that's half the survey there.
I know.
So I maybe someday it could make a comeback. I
just
know.
Feel like it died so fast. You think the New York Times maybe regrets buying? I mean, they bought the game for millions of dollars.
A lot of money, yeah.
And then, boop, over. It was like a two-month craze, and now it's just gone.
Yeah. 216-578-0104. Are you still playing Wordle every day?
Are you keeping them in business?
Religiously? Are you still playing? Let us know.
My check, 1-2, what it do?
Wake up.
Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104. That's what I really want.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here too.
Good morning.
As I just mentioned, Morgan's fiance David is going to be in studio. He should be here any minute. And then we're going to play the newly engaged game with Morgan and David coming up after 7. But then David's leaving. He's going to Hopkins. He's jumping on a plane. He's going to Boise.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
Yeah.
But you've got, at least today, you're starting things off in the right way by, you know, you're being abandoned by your fiance, but you're going to go out and treat yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting a massage today. I do it like every 3 months or so. I just like to have a day for me. And I know it's kind of expensive. It's kind of bougie. But you know what? Screw it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You're allowed to treat yourself. And I woke up this morning and before my feet even hit the ground, I thought, ugh, I'm getting an hour-long massage today with my massage therapist, Michelle. She's going to have the rainforest music on. She's going to give me the essential oils, and I'm going to be in heaven.
Nothing wrong with that. I know people that get massages on a weekly basis.
Ooh, I'm not on that pay grade, but maybe someday I will be.
It's been a long time since I've had one. Paul and I used to do couples massages, used to get them just like you said, every 3 months, we used to say, let's get one quarterly.
Yeah, quarterly.
Yeah, so 4 times a year we're going to have a massage, but it's been a long time. I am not getting massage today. I am supposed to have my very first appointment with my new primary care physician.
Okay.
And I made this appointment like weeks ago, like as soon as I got my health insurance.
Yeah.
I made an appointment because it's been 2 years since I've seen a doctor.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know,
you
at my age, I should be there every year to go see my doctor. The problem is the appointment is today at 1 o'clock. I don't know where it is.
What do you mean you don't know where it is?
Because I made the appointment like weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I put it in my calendar on my phone, but I only put it in as doctor.
That's it?
Doctor.
No doctor's name, no doctor's address, no nothing, just doctor?
I don't know anything.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know where I'm supposed to go. I'm pretty sure the office is in Rocky River.
I mean, no like email receipt, no voicemail. They normally will call you and leave you a voicemail.
Yeah, hey, how come they didn't call me and remind me about my appointment? You're right. They always do that. And I was checking my email. I'm like, did they send me any paperwork? No, I don't have anything in my email about paperwork.
Don't be mad at them. You don't know about them. They don't know about you. And that's just the way it's going
to
be.
If you happen to work for a doctor's office in Rocky River and you have any appointments today for a William at 1 o'clock, please let me know. See, this is what happens when my wife leaves town.
Yeah.
This
You're
is what
struggling.
Happens.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
She comes back on yeah. Sunday. Don't worry.
And please tell me when my appointments are.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
New music now.
New music.
New music.
New music Friday on the Q Morning Show.
These are songs that you can download and start streaming like right now, as soon as we tell you about them.
Yes.
What do you got, Morgan?
Well, we have a pretty star-studded lineup today. A surprise from Taylor Swift. Now, this is the first new song from Taylor since 2020 when she released her album Evermore. It's a new song that she wrote for the upcoming movie where the Crawdad sings. The song is called Carolina.
There are places I will never, ever go. And things that only Carolina.
like a movie song.
Yeah, pass.
Well, we reported a couple weeks ago that BTS were going their separate ways in hopes to maybe find a solo career. Well, one member, Jungkook, teamed up with Charlie Puth for this new song. It's called Left and Right. Charlie Puth. I can't help it.
He's a very nice man.
You know what I noticed, and people that are listening on their smart device or in their car might not notice, but we have headphones on. The song is called Left and Right. Did you notice that the music keeps switching from left ear to right ear when he says, I can feel you over here. I can feel you over. It only comes in one channel.
I didn't notice
left
that.
Left and right.
If I had to guess, I might have screwed something up, though.
No, I think it's how he meant to do it. And finally, one more song. This is called Sharks by Imagine Dragons. So let it go. Okay, Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that Imagine Dragons have a very loyal following.
They do.
I'm just not that into them.
Yeah, the song Enemy that we play right now, it reminds me of Stranger Things because it sounds like that creature is coming out towards you. It's like, you know, and now they're singing about sharks. So it's just, it's their own vibe, I guess.
Yeah, trying to jump on that baby shark phase.
No, please, God, no.
Possibly. But you pick the songs. It doesn't matter what we think.
Right, right.
It matters what you think.
For the people, by the people, we like to say.
Like, for instance, Amanda is on our text machine this morning. Amanda from Rocky River. And she wants to hear the song from Sia.
Yeah, Unstoppable.
Which came out in 2016.
It did.
And there's been a resurgence from this song. And I know that it was in a Samsung commercial.
Maybe that's why.
It might have been somewhere else. But you told us that you want to start hearing this song again. And so we're playing it. Sia, Unstoppable. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
But Morgan is not the only one here.
I brought my kid to work today, Bill.
Oi, oi, what's going on?
For the first time, the first time in the studio since I've been here, he is soon to be a full-time resident of this country. He is soon to be Morgan's full-time husband and roommate. That's David.
Yay!
Welcome.
British South African is here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Good to be here. I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a while till I'm an actual citizen. But
that's true.
I'm here for now.
But the process is underway, and it's just take it one day at a time.
Yep.
And eventually you're going to get there.
Yep.
So what we're going to do right now, we're going to play the newly engaged game.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I still say that you guys are newly engaged because even though you got engaged, it was back in March, right?
Yeah.
You haven't physically seen each other since. I mean, it's really, you can, count on maybe two hands? How many days you guys have seen each other since you've been engaged? It hasn't been a long time.
No, not at all. This is the first time that he's been back here since we've been engaged. And I went to London for 10 days? It was like a vacation. Yeah. So we're really celebrating our newly engagement.
And who knows how long the visa processing times take. We might be engaged for another 10 years.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, celebrating your engagement and celebrating your love. So we're going to play the newly engaged game. David, I don't know if you've ever seen the old-timey American game show called the Newlywed Game. Do they have the Game Show Network on in the UK?
I mean, it's not as prevalent as it is here, but I've definitely seen something similar.
But David already knows how the game is played because I have sent him his questions in advance.
Okay.
So I have his answers, Morgan.
Okay.
And now I'm going to give you the questions. You have to answer them, and then you have to have a match with David.
Okay, so am I answering the questions as David, or am I trying to guess what David answered the questions as for me.
Exactly. A little bit of both.
Okay.
You want to answer truthfully, but you're also trying to guess how David would have answered the question.
But he was trying to answer on my behalf, correct, Dave?
No.
No, he...
I answered the way I would.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm trying to get inside your brain, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And I'd be shocked if you get more than one wrong.
Really? Don't say that.
Are you saying the game is too easy? Did I give you too many easy questions, David?
No. I mean, we've been engaged for a short time, but we've known each other for like 11 years.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you know each other pretty well. Well, let's find out. I'm going to give you the questions right now, Morgan, but then we're going to take a break, give you a chance to think about it and answer the questions, and then we'll come back. But
okay.
Here are the questions for the newly engaged game.
So I'm not supposed to answer right now.
Not right now.
Okay.
Who said I love you first?
Which time?
I also have, who is Morgan's celebrity crush?
Lot of ease.
The third question, what is Morgan's worst habit?
Ooh.
Question number four, who is the last one of the two of you to cry? And the fifth question, I know Morgan is angry at me when she blank. So I'm going to hand you these questions here, Morgan.
Okay.
You think about it during the break. We'll come back and we'll see how David answered. It's the newly engaged game.
Oh, boy.
With Morgan and David. It continues next on the Q Morning Show.
The Q Morning Show.
Because I just love her.
Real life.
Gets my day going.
Oh, yes.
Real Cleveland.
Q104.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
We are playing the newly engaged game with the couple that, at least in my life, has been engaged the shortest amount of time, and that is Morgan and her fiancé, David, from the UK, who's in our studio this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Was that your American accent?
Oh, yeah.
But he's not going to be here for long. He's flying today.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Well, we won't talk about that. We'll keep it with the fun stuff here, and we're playing the newly engaged game. So I have already given Morgan a list of five questions that she needs to answer right now. David has already answered the questions previously.
Yes.
In the last few days. So I sent the list of questions to David. He sent the answers back, and now we're going to find out, Morgan, if you can match David on the newly engaged game on the five questions.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's go. Question number one. Who said I love you first?
Now, this is hard because we dated twice. So I don't know if he's referring to the first time around 11 years ago or to when we really started dating 4 years ago. But I'm just going to go out on a whim and say that I said I love you first to David. What?
I'm sorry. David has answered that he said, I love you first.
I'm more concerned that you just said the first time we dated didn't count.
I didn't say it didn't count. I just said I was going with the second time around.
Okay.
But saying it first, David said the words, I love you first. It doesn't
I don't
matter.
Think that you did. I kind of forced you to say it, I think. I was like, why don't you tell me you love me?
I'm definitely talking about 2011, though.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Well, we are not
not off to a good start.
Not off to a good start in the newly engaged game. Let's go to question number two. Who is Morgan's celebrity crush?
I have two answers, and I just don't know which one he said. My aunt, this is not, I'll tell you the two, and then I'll tell you which one I'm going to go with. Anthony is like one of my all-time biggest crushes, but I have been talking nonstop about Harry Styles for like the past 3.5 weeks. So, I'm going to go with Anthony.
Oh, no.
What was it, Harry Styles?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Anthony's my crush, not yours.
Yes, David's answer was Harry Styles. We're 0-2 in the newly engaged game. Let's go to question number three. What is Morgan's worst habit?
Leaving dirty dishes in the sink.
Yeah. Easy.
Is that a constant fight between the two of you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess now that I'm here, the dishes seem to be clean all the time.
Because you clean them all the time.
Yeah.
Is there a dishwasher right there in her kitchen,
it's
David?
It's like inches away from the sink.
They get there eventually.
You know, it's interesting. My wife doesn't like the way that I load the dishwasher. She doesn't think I put the plates in and the pans and in the right order. So she, I'm the one that unloads it. She loads it. Is that it? Maybe she's afraid
I can
load
back
it right.
Her. There's definitely a correct way to load it. So you got to get it out right too. Maybe that's why she doesn't do it, because she's too scared.
Yeah, I am. I'm terrified. Terrified.
You at least have to give it the attempt. All right. Question number four on the newly engaged game. Who was the last one of the two of you to cry? Now, this could have happened just the other day.
I think we both cried when we got engaged, but I'll just say me. What? What are you talking about?
David said he was the last one to cry.
What are you talking about?
I think I answered this question wrong read the question.
What did you think the question said?
I thought that if there was an occasion where it would make us cry, which one would cry last? I completely butchered that question. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
We cannot show these test results to immigration, please.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, well, I only got one right. We only have one more.
I must have read that one in American. Sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, so question number five then on the newly engaged game, and there's no way to salvage it. You guys are going to have a losing score. I know Morgan is angry at me when she blank. How did David answer that question, Morgan?
I don't know. You know I'm mad at you when, I mean, I do have like a look that I give you, or I will roll my eyes.
Don't do it now. It's scaring me.
I'm going to say when I give you the look.
Okay.
He's wincing.
I'm looking at David's answer. I'm going to have to say.
What the heck?
David said.
It's kind of close.
David said that you don't look at him.
Oh.
And you literally say the words, I'm mad.
You don't make eye contact. You scrunch up your face and you go, I'm mad. That's it. So I know you're mad.
Well, at least we have open and honest communication in our relationship. Yep.
And I think that this proves that the two of you need to spend much more quality time.
No, we can't air this
together.
The U.S. won't let them in.
Yeah, hopefully the questions are a little bit more straightforward than this.
No more long distance. The two of you need to be in the same room together for long periods of time.
Yes.
That's what we need. And now David's going to fly to Boise, Idaho.
Yep. I'll be back on Sunday. Don't worry.
All right, the newly engaged game. This couple, I think, you still have a lot of potential, despite your losing score.
We're in love, okay? Yeah.
Morgan and David, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Okay.
You do that every time we listen to this song.
All right.
Every single time.
We're ready to play some Battle of the Burbs. Morgan is your host. We've got our players. Let's go.
Let's do it. West Park, Amherst, and Strongsville getting ready to rep for their city. Let's go to caller 14. It is Cindy in West Park. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
How's West Park this morning, Cindy? Anything fun going on there this weekend?
We have baseball there this weekend.
There you go.
A lot of baseball, too, this weekend, for sure.
All right, Cindy, you have four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Question number one, what is the only food item that can never go bad?
Peanut butter.
It's not peanut butter. Good guess, though. Let's go to Sarah in Amherst. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
You have four questions, 3 seconds to answer each one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Question number one. What is the only food item that can never go bad?
Honey.
That is correct. Question number two. According to the famous song, what do Shakira's hips do?
Don't lie.
That is correct. Question number three. Which founding father is on the $10 bill?
Alexander Hamilton.
That is correct. For the win, Sarah and Amherst. What was the name of the family dog in the sitcom Full House?
Comet.
Oh, Sarah pulled it out. Just got it. Yes. Ooh, I was getting nervous for a second, but I knew you could do it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That makes win number three for Amherst. Are you doing anything fun this weekend?
We're going to some graduation parties.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be go. Fun.
That's still going on. They just spread them out all summer long,
yeah,
don't they?
Truly.
Yeah, they do.
Because you can't skip any kids, but you can't have like 11 of them on one weekend. So you got to spread them out
exactly.
All summer. Yeah.
Well, you can go get a car wash right before you go to all those graduation parties this weekend. A year of unlimited car washes from Sargent Clean Car Wash. Also, Amherst, back up on the map of smartest cities. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104
plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Friday morning. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here, too.
Good morning.
So here's my dumb idea. So when you win a prize on Q104, afterwards, you know, when we play a song or a commercial, we'll talk to you off the air and we'll get all of your information, your name, address, all the pertinent information,
especially in 2022, everything is done via email. So your email is very important. That's how we send you tickets. It's the most important thing.
And last week when we were giving away something, somebody who were the winner was telling us her email address.
Yeah.
And she said it's
spelled it out.
Yeah.
She was like, Shinkicker, and then numbers. And we were like,
a bunch of numbers.
We're like, Shinkicker.
Shinkicker.
And we're like, did you play soccer? And she was like, no.
I think she said she had that nickname because she got into a fight or something like that. And
we were like, what?
She kicked somebody in the shins.
Oh my gosh.
And after some fight. So we thought it would be fun. Tell us your email address, not the entire email address, but the nickname that's in your email address. Basically, explain your email address to us.
Mine in high school was XXSchmoXX17.
Now, what was Schmo?
Schmo was my nickname, you know, because my name is Morgan. It was like my friends called me Schmo. The X's, I could not give you an explanation. I think my older sister was like, oh, it's cool. Looking back, it kind of seems like an adult film star, which at 17, I probably would not want to be.
Yeah, but three X's right now. I mean, those emails are going right to spam.
Yeah, really.
Like, you can't put three X's anymore. I have, I'm the third. My dad was a Bill. My grandfather was a Bill. I'm a Bill. I'm the third. And so I always wanted the nickname Trey.
Okay, but then, I like it.
But then people would always call me Dollar Bill. And so my email address is Dollar Bill Trey.
Yeah.
My personal email address. So I have Dollar Bill Trey as my nickname.
Oh, my God.
216-578-0104. What is the meaning of your email address? Tell us. We want to guess.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
This is absurd.
It is absurd.
Real life.
Real Cleveland.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Austin Love from WKYC Channel 3.
What up?
Good morning, Austin.
Hi, guys.
Studio with us right now.
It's been a few weeks.
So what is that email address? Is this your current email address or is this...
No.
An email address from back in the day. What was it?
It's not my current email, thankfully, but like my first like AOL screen name, and then I brought it over to like at AOL was like the first. It was BustaLove22. BustaLove!
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
And how old were you when you made that screen name?
I think I was like fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Your initial reaction is BustaLove.
Oh yeah, you know me. Yeah, just out there busting it. And they were. I remember I was like applying for colleges, and I still had this as my email. Yeah. And my dad at one point like kind of sat me down like, after receiving like something with BustaLove22. He knew that, but he was like, you maybe need to think about like growing up, kid. Yeah. Like you're going to college here. You're like 18, and also stop going to the pediatrician. I changed it to my something normal. Yeah, yeah, I'm not going to give everyone my email.
Something
address,
professional.
So yeah. A little bit. It has my name involved.
And that
so.
Was AOL. For some reason, I never had AOL, and I don't know why. You would think of all people in this room that I would be the one to have AOL.
That is true. Yeah, I mean that's where I first started talking to girls was on AOL, the instant message. Message, you know, it was not the face-to-face type deal. You know, it was right there with BustaLove22, and I'll tell you what, everyone was quite swooned.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's all right there in the name.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the girls were flocking to it. I'm sure,
100%.
So, where has BustaLove been around in the land this week?
Man, I'll tell you what, I've been all over the place.
You were riding on.
I was on a jet ski.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Rico's Rental, man, they hooked it up. So I did a jet ski. Story for a jet ski. They're like, can you like do, we have this series on three called Go Ohio, and I was like, okay, sure, I'll do it. And I was like thinking about things to do, and I was like, well, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna have a lot of fun with it. So I went jet skiing, and so that was fantastic. And shout out to Rico, I realized this, he gave me his personal jet ski, and I was like, how fast does this thing go? He's like, 90 miles an hour. I'm not kidding. It goes 90 miles an hour, and I topped it out at 70 on Lake Erie. It was incredible. But been doing a lot of different things, and also we have a lot of things going on here in Northeast Ohio this weekend with the Guardians.
For sure.
You see, I'm rocking the Guardians shirt. Bill's got the Guardians hat. Is that the Ricky Vaughn? Oh yeah, wild thing. Yeah, you make my heart sing, Bill. But hey. I feel like all season, every time I want to go to a Guardians game, it's either raining, cold, or they're not in town. But this is your weekend, ladies and gentlemen, because we are in an 11-game homestand, which is like, that's a lot of games. Yeah. And I'm just going to throw this out there. If you don't go to a Guardians game, if you've wanted to go to a Guardians game in this 11-game homestand, you're a bad Clevelander. I'm just going to throw it out, you're a bad person. So it starts tonight, Friday night, Dollar Dog Night. Dogs. That's unbelievable. Also, if that's not better, $2 pregame in the district, sponsored by Miller Lite, 5:30 to 7. There's also fireworks, and then the t-shirt giveaway, and then Saturday, more $2 Miller Lights. The price is right on that one as well. More fireworks as well. It's also Pride Night and Shane Bieber jersey giveaway for the first over 12,000 fans. Sunday, Kids Fun Day. A lot of fun. Get your kids out there, run the bases. If you want to sneak out there, bill right ahead as well. And then, I'm a little biased on this one, because it's going to be a great weekend, but the real party comes the second game of the doubleheader on Tuesday, June 28th versus the Twins. It's a 7:10 game. Not only is it Charlie Brown bobblehead day.
Nice.
Big day.
Charlie Brown, the cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Snoopy, all those guys.
Yeah.
But not only that, but also I'm throwing out the ceremonial first pitch.
Oh.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah, I am.
Better practice.
I have been practicing. I have to give a shout out to my buddy Vinny, who lives above me, and I've been practicing throwing to him. I like took his knees out while we were throwing the other day at Lincoln Park. And so I pitched in high school. I was okay. And then I tore my labrum. And I haven't, like, really picked up a baseball since. So it's weird.
Well, you're not supposed to throw 90 when you throw the first pitch. I mean, just a leisurely lob to home plate should be fine.
You want to know what, Bill? I really enjoy my life on TV and things like that. But maybe I can get a scout out to see
me.
You know,
let's go.
Something like, I'm not saying that the team's going to sign me, but maybe a farm team, you know, like low A ball. So we'll see what happens. But I'm excited. Yesterday, I did a whole thing training with Slider and at Progressive Field. So that's going to be on WKYC on Tuesday. So looking forward to that. And we're going to be documenting the whole thing. My parents are coming into town. It's a whole big deal. But anyways, enough about me. Go Guardians. They are on a hot streak, minus yesterday. But it's going to be a fun weekend. We got the Twins. We got the Red Sox. We got the Yankees. Some heavy hitters coming into town.
You should Google 50 Cent throwing out the first
pitch.
You've seen that video?
Yeah, and that's what I don't. I like secretly kind of want to like be like on like a meme or something like that, but not really. I do not want to go down as the worst first pitch in the history of first pitch. I'm more worried about like hitting someone behind me because it's not. I know I'm going to get it there. I'm just worried about skying it and like nailing a photographer or something like that. I think that's my biggest concern.
Could you stick around for a few more minutes?
Only if you say please.
I want to, yes, please, please do that.
Yes,
I want to ask the two of you something. We'll do that after Lotto. Q104 plays the hits. It's a Q morning show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here. And Austin Love from WKYC Channel 3, who's actually our second guest in studio this morning because Morgan's fiance, David, was here earlier to play the newly engaged game. Did you happen to hear that, Austin?
I did. Two things. I'm disappointed that David didn't stick around because when you guys got engaged, I brought you a slime and sandwich to congratulate you, and he had a lot of questions about it, so I was going to bring a slime and sandwich. I was disappointed about that, but also saved me a trip to Slimans. And then the second one, I was not blown away by their performance, just first and foremost.
What did they go, 1 for 5 or 2 for 5?
It was 1 for 5.
It was 1 for 5, but yeah. I was close on one of them. Mm-hmm. David misinterpreted one of them, and so it's like, what can you do?
He was talking about like a language barrier. Dude, you speak English. Come on. Bro.
You read the question wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, the question, it's right here in front of me. It's it was supposed to be who was the last one to cry? So you interpret that as one of you was the last one to cry.
Yes.
This question sheet that Bill wrote said, who is the last one to cry? So he took that as if something happens and both of you are crying. Who is the last one to cry?
Right.
So
it's grammar.
So
grammar.
We're crumbling the paper up. We're throwing it at Joe Jonas because that was not my fault.
We're going to give Morgan and David a 1.5 out of 5.
It's like David interpreted that as, okay, well, Morgan's crying, so I guess it's okay for me to cry.
It's okay for me to cry.
It's so literal, you guys. Yeah, he takes
that
everything
is very literal.
Exactly how it is, you know, perceived.
Yeah. But you guys brought up a very interesting thought in my brain when you were talking about this. I was like, you're like, oh, well, don't let, you know, customs hear this, the immigration people. I think that this could be an amazing reality game show. You have, like, Bob Barker at the airport, like, sliding down the baggage carousel. Come on down. You are on customs carousel. You have got a shot at love with immigration.
So if you miss the newly engaged game with Morgan and David this morning, you can catch it on the podcast. Later today, we'll post that.
You're not missing much.
After the show.
Hey, do not. It was very entertaining for the
people.
It was
entertaining.
Well, Austin, you're getting married in, what, less than a month?
Less than a month yesterday.
Yep. So you are welcome to bring in, what's your fiance's name?
Allison.
You're welcome to bring her in and try your own newly engaged.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Let's get you two on
it's so
here,
funny.
Big shot.
I don't know if people know like that I'm like decently competitive. So I was talking to Allison on the way over here. I was like, who's your celebrity crush? Like, who, if that ever gets asked to us, like, who's your celebrity crush? And I would have said Stassi just because, like, she's obsessed with Stassi. I know it's a woman. But she was like, Nick Jonas. It's like, well, that makes so much more sense. Yeah, obviously. So I'm like, doing, like, tallies in my head of, like, what it would be with Allison.
Yeah,
so.
We'll make it happen. I'm sure you'll be here the Friday before your wedding. I'm sure that you're not taking that day off at all.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Actually, yeah, might as well. Whatever. Why not?
All right. By the way, the morning show podcast. It's called the Q Morning Show on Demand. You can find it for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love radio because it plays all my favorite songs and it wakes me up in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.